Good morning. We've been wrapping up. We've been talking about Emunah the last few weeks. We've been hearing from all the Rebbeim about the midah of Emunah, different aspects of Emunah. And just to wrap up, I think there's one very important point that we need to take with us. And that is something different about Emunah than all the other midahs that we spoke about and that we will speak about. We talk about a midah like we spoke in the beginning of the year about zehiras and all other types of midahs, and every person is constantly checking himself to see if he has the midah, if he doesn't have it, did he acquire it, how is he acquiring it, is he making sure not to do things that will cause him to lose it, etc. Emunah is different. Emunah is something that we have. It's there. If I could borrow a term from French philosophy, there's a famous saying from one of the great French philosophers, "Cogito ergo sum." I'll ask your teacher about it. Which in English translates to mean, "I think, therefore I am." Which basically means I could discuss and I could think and I can question all different types of things. I can't question whether I exist, because if I'm thinking about it, then that automatically means that I exist. And Emunah is the same thing by a Jew. If a Jew exists, then he's automatically a Maimon. It's not something that he has to acquire. It could be covered up, it could be hard to see. A person could sometimes question, and if a person does question, it means that he has to dig deeper to uncover it, and to speak about it, and to ask about it. But Emunah in and of itself, that faith, that belief, that's something that a Yid is born with. It's there, and it's always there, and it's always going to be there. And his work is constantly just to try to see how he could maybe uncover it more, maybe feel it more, live it more. But he never has to question, does he have it or not? Have a wonderful day. Yeah.